This is Hannah.
This is Rachel.
And this is
What I'd Like to Tell People.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Hannah.
How was your week?
It was good. I got to see you, so that was awesome. How was your week?
It was good. We took pictures. Well, it kind of like stormed out. We had an outdoor lunch and then we got rained on later on. And we did this amazing interview that people are about to listen to. We did it from my place, socially distanced, in other rooms, which was kind of fun.
And funny because we got to hear each other's like playbacks at times too.
It's great. Yeah. Well, I could, whenever I was editing it, there was a part where you were on mute, but you couldn't understand you on my side. And then I was like, Rachel, you're on mute. I cut it out so people won't hear it.
Still funny though, but it was a fun time. And this episode's a really, really fun and unique one.
Yeah, so just to give a background, my friend Ezra's from Kimistan. Well, he doesn't live in Kimistan, but he teaches at a school at Kimistan in Honduras that I go to in the summer. Didn't get to go in 2020. Hopefully we'll get to go in 2021. But he kind of talks about that and his singing, and we'll start it off with song, and it's a good episode. I hope everyone really enjoys it because we enjoyed talking to him. And also this week, we want to mention that Carly Bell Price, her mother passed away. You guys may know her from telling people about Sally the Shoe. So we're just sending her thoughts and, well wishes. Fine.
We hope that she remembers her life and that her book that she dedicated to her, may it bring her blessings. Oh, man. We hope you enjoy this episode.
I keep hearing this melody in my ear. I keep feeling this presence so near. You seem so sweet. So rich and complete, like the voice of an angel. Okay, I'm going to change the key.
That was beautiful. That was so pretty.
Thank you.
Your gorgeous voice.
Thank you.
So everyone, we are here with Estos, and he is from the school I go to. Well, you're not from the school. You don't live there permanently, but you teach at the school I go to in Kimistan, Honduras, called HIBS. And I think you're an amazing teacher, and you're actually going to school to become like a full-time teacher and to be more of bilingual than you already are, because I think your English is wonderful already, but you're going to do some amazing things. Do you want to tell everyone a little bit about what you do?
Yeah. So I'm a teacher, and I'm working as a teacher in HIBS. So I love teaching at HIBS because I really feel the love, the children's love. And I love them, and I love to teach them. And I really love when they smile me, and when they smile, and when they hug me, and when they show you their love. Sorry. And I really like to teach. I really like to teach, and I think it's my passion.
What do you like to teach? What's your favorite?
I like teach art class and Spanish too, and about history. And the first grade, I like teach language. Yeah. So the basic, you know. basically, I love.
Well, HIBS is a very special school, just giving people a background. So it is a school for bilingual students to go and learn both English and Spanish. And I have the pleasure of getting to go. I didn't this past year, but hopefully this coming year, and getting to meet some of the wonderful teachers and students. And I feel like the school just has this wonderful, like, presence. And I feel like Esdras, like, really is part of that. And I think his singing and the music and the dancing that goes on is just... And then also... He is wonderful at art and decorating, and I remember the talent show the first year. That was, like, beautifully put on, and I don't know. I just want to share with everybody how wonderful it is there, and I feel like you're part of the big reason why.
Would you ever want to teach singing at the school, too, since you're an amazing singer?
Oh, thank you. I'm not teaching singing. But I have some performance there about the festivals, you know, Mother's Day, Father's Day, and always I sing for that festivals. Who can sing in the Mother's Day? Who can sing in the Mother's Day? And Mr. Gaitan, please, you can do it. And I, yeah.
So do you want to tell, because I know that we've talked about this in the past, do you want to tell the history of how you got into singing and your experience with going into the hospital?
When I was a child, my passion always was singing, you know, sing. My family, all of my family, they are musicians. They are singers, and they are musicians as well. Also, when I was 12 years, I get sick, and so I get I went to the hospital, and I was there for 1 week. I was in the hospital, and that was really, really bad for me. But that happens to me because I could get my purpose in the life, you know. And I'm mom. My mom is here. So.
Oh, does she want to say hello?
Hello, mom. Say. Oh, she ran. Okay.
She's like, yeah, no.
She's like, I'm leaving now. Bye.
She lives. Okay.
I met her. Didn't she come to the school?
No, I don't know.
No, for that one. I thought she came and it was somebody's birthday that week, I thought. Your sister, I know I definitely met your sister, and for some reason I thought your dad and mom came there too.
Oh really?
I definitely met your sister.
My sister, yes. You know her,
I guess, right? I've seen their pictures, but
yeah.
Who's okay. Married to the principal?
Yes, he's my brother-in-law.
And then they have a little girl who is very, very adorable.
Melody.
Yes, Melody. Yes, perfect name.
But that's a beautiful name. That's a great name for your family.
because they are musicians, so they decide to call her like that, Melody.
So it runs in your family then, all these awesome musicians, huh?
Yeah. So when I was a child, when I was 12 years, I was very, very sick, and those moments were very, very sadness, like, but I could get my purpose in the life, and I said, okay, I live for singing, and I always gonna sing for God, because I looked his miracle in me, right? So I always sing like for God. And those moments too, I could get my purpose here. Yeah. And the school, when I was in the school, my classmates always said, like, okay, Esdras, you can sing for a Mother's Day and Father's Day. And the teacher always say, okay, guys, we're going to make a performance, you know, about the Mother's Day. Who can participate? And I'm going to participate because I can sing. Okay, Esdras, you can sing. And yeah, so I always sing.
Do you want to say how you made a promise to yourself so you could continue to sing? Or didn't the nurse tell you that you were going to be somebody?
Yes. The nurse told me about before to death, because I was dead. That is correct. I was dead. No.
So you had died?
Yes.
What? Like, yes, did they know what you had?
Yes, I have. I have that because I get a sick, and that I don't know the names of the sick. The illness. So, but the illness was very heavy, and I was admitted in the hospital for 1 week long. And my parents get prepared they prepared that at a coffin.
Oh, your funeral. They were like planning your funeral.
They were already preparing for
funeral. Yes. Because the doctor said, okay, I'm sorry, but he get better and he's gonna die. And that was a horrible moment for my family. You know, I can't remember that moment because
did they put you in a coma? In a coma, or was it or was it in an induced coma, or were you actually in a coma?
I was in a coma, you know, because my illness was very heavy. So my body can't resist. And this illness is, then its name is very weird. Like, I think it's dengue. Hmm. Dengue, do you hear this name? No, right?
No, I don't think so.
We call it like that here in Honduras.
Do you know how you caught it?
So I think it's... the dengue has fever, high fever, runny nose, but the runny nose is like blood, yes, and what else? I think my body hurts.
Is it dengue fever?
Yes, dengue fever.
Yes, and it's it could be caused from it's a tropical disease, it says.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So that was very heavy. And I thought that I can't remember that moment. Like, because I was in a nurse that works, and a woman who works as a nurse there, she told me about, you're not gonna dead because you have a big purpose here. And when you get at 13 years, you're gonna sing in front of 1,000 people. And I couldn't believe it. So, really? And I thought, like, she tell me that because she want to, that I feel better. But I couldn't believe it. So, my parents were praying for me, and in the Thursday, on those days, I get better because I thank God. That moment was very, very difficult for my family and for me. And on Friday, on those days, I get better, and I could stand up, and I could to talk with my parents. And the doctor couldn't believe it, what was happening there. So he said, like, oh my God, this is a big miracle, and I can't believe it. He said that. And because I thought that was impossible. Like, how he can to stand up of that in that situation. So, and on Friday, they discharged me, and so when I get a 13 years, I was singing. Some people in another town, they told me about they gonna have a like little concert, and they called me and they told me about, Ezra, can you sing for us in this concert? And I, oh yeah, yes, of course. I said, yes, of course. And that was my first performance in front of 1,000 people. And just when I was in front of that people, and I said, and I felt like, oh my God, this is the moment that the Norse told me. And I really sing like with grateful, you know, I sing grateful. And I said, yeah, this is my purpose here, sing for anybody, for everybody, and sings for God. And I always grateful to God for those miracles. Yeah.
And you wouldn't be on this show if it wasn't for that miracle.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't be my friend either. So do you want to tell people, like, what you want to do, like, after school? Like, what is your five-year plan, or do you have a plan?
After school?
Yeah. Like, what are your hopes and dreams for the future?
Yeah, do you want to be a singer for a living, or do you want to be a teacher a singer?
I want to be a singer, but I'm a singer, actually, in my church. I always sing in my church.
And on Instagram Live, for everyone listening, follow. Yeah, I'll add his handle in the notes so you can listen to him.
I personally think you could be a singer, and then for fun, since you love kids, you could always privately teach children to sing, too. So maybe you could do that for fun, but you definitely need to be a singer. That's it.
Yeah.
Right, so now you're working to be an English teacher, correct? Like, you're going to get your degree in that. So that's what you...
Yeah, I'm currently studying at the university, and I study for degree in English, you know? Yeah. But I have been practicing my English.
I need to practice my Spanish, just so everyone knows. Ezra's, yeah, like, makes me speak Spanish and order my food and then laughs at me.
Yeah.
And he would really laugh at me then. So, therefore.
So, I think, Hannah, you know some words in Spanish. Can you tell us?
Yeah, please? No mas, no mas, no mas.
No mas. Okay, I can teach you, Rachel. Okay, Rachel, do you know some words in Spanish?
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Bien, bien.
Yeah.
Me llamo Hannah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hannah, ¿dónde está tu tía Nancy?
Something about Nancy.
Yeah. ¿Dónde está? Like, where is your aunt Nancy?
¿Dónde está? Yeah. ¿Por qué? ¿Por qué?
¿Por qué?
¿Cómo?
That's all I have.
¿Cómo estás? Yeah, I know the look of myself. Yeah. Bien, Bueno, leche.
Leche, yes, milk.
Leche.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, siete, seis. I always get siete, ocho, nueve. Uh-huh. See, I always get those,
Yes. Ten.
Yes. Oh, ten. Yeah. Oh, I hadn't said ten. I see what you're saying yet. And then I'm trying to think. Nueve is 12, but I'm trying to think 11. 11.
Nueve is nine.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, that's great. I'm going to cut this because I'm embarrassing myself.
I'm embarrassed myself. All I know is how to say como estás.
And then, 20 y uno, 20 y dos, 20 y tres. I can start doing that. Which and then I know, let's see. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Yeah. And then it goes,
Feliz Navidad.
Oh, yeah, Feliz Navidad. Feliz años, felicidad.
Yeah.
Did I do it?
Yes, you did it.
I'll probably cut this because no one wants to hear me sing Feliz Navidad.
Can I have the kids bloopers? We'll put this in the bloopers.
Yeah, I had the kids singing that last Christmas, at the school at Hibbs, and the teachers were like, why are they singing Christmas? And I'm like, I'm sorry, that's all I know in Spanish.
That was good.
It's a great song.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, I feel like I do a lot better when I am in Honduras and you're feeding me words, and then you know we go to this coffee place and he makes me order everything and then they laugh at me, which is okay. That's how you learn.
I had videos.
Yes. You have videos? Okay.
Yes.
Well, we're gonna post this.
No, I haven't Snapchat.
I'm still gonna post it.
you said. I'm gonna tell you. Can you give me can I get a milkshake? She said that, right? In Spanish is me puede dar un licuado, and she's hard. That was a hard word. Me puede dar un licuado. It's hard.
I can't even say it, but
I think I get nervous. I get really, you get nervous with your English, then I get super nervous. And then you forget. The more nervous you are, the more you're what?
That happens with me with when I did sign language and stuff like that. I knew it all how to do it, but then I got so nervous and I just sit there
I forgot those were the words in English when I speak with North Americans, right? I always forget the words or phrase, something like that. But when I am in front of the children, I can speak well English. So I don't know what that happened, but.
So also, I think your English is wonderful, but one thing
me
that
too.
I love about you is I remember the first time I met you, you said you were working on your English accent and sounding like the Kardashians.
Yes.
I kept thinking.
So you speak like a Kardashian. I don't know, your accent.
Me?
Yes. You speak like Kylie.
Oh, that's so funny.
What do I sound like then? Am I a Kardashian?
You're like a king. Nah, just like a king.
I'm a what?
Your accent is like a Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, God. I don't even like her.
So, also, telling stories about the Kardashians and being in Honduras, we had a project. Myself and Andrea, who went to Honduras over a year ago now, we had the kids do eggs, and they had to have the egg all week long. And it was the older kids, like the fifth and sixth graders, and they had to carry this egg. And we I made one, and we named it, I think, what was her name, like Carly Kardashian, or I forget what her name was.
I think it was.
It was something Kardashian.
Yeah, like Kylie.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a real Kardashian's name, but the last name was Kardashian. And rest in peace, she ended up rolling off my bed and dying. So I am not a good mother to my egg baby. It was horrible. I forgot she was on the bed, and there was a gecko or a gecko, right? Is that how you say it? A gecko.
Gecko.
Gecko. There was a gecko in our room, and the security guard had to come in, and he shook my bed, and she flew off the bed.
Oh my God, you was a bad mom.
You're a horrible mother.
I am. I know.
You hurt my feelings. I can't believe you did.
I'm gonna see if I can find a picture of her.
Okay. Yeah,
oh, look who I did find a picture of.
Aww.
Oh.
She's like, that's an adorable photo.
Oh.
Wait, why can't I
get it? None of us can see this.
I know, I'm trying to get it to, it's because I can't see his face.
He's like a drunk person. There we go.
Oh, aww. That was in the park, right?
Yeah, it was the same. It was the same thing when, so whenever I'm in Honduras, Ezra is like the best tour guide and like helps us get around and helps me as an American understand what not to do.
Yeah.
And has even loaned me money before, and I have appreciated it. But we went and bought a knife, and he took us to go buy a knife.
Okay, so a knife, huh? Any purpose with this knife?
It was for Andrea's son. He wanted
a knife. I'm sure it was.
It was for protection.
Sounds like
that's
it.
Like,
but I think that's great that you have him to show the culture, though, too. And then you get to know your culture. That's great to be able to speak, you know, the languages and learn and go around and explore with them. So I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I feel like we have a lot of fun. I don't know if you enjoy, you know, I don't know who your favorite American is, but I hope you, you know, at least say I'm like in your top two.
Well, he ignored that.
Can you hear us?
What? I didn't understand.
I said, who's your favorite American?
My favorite American? Like,
say Hannah. Just say Hannah.
I don't know. I think Hannah and Andrea.
So Andrea is your favorite before me, or I'm joking.
No,
I won't include it.
Both. I think both.
We're equals, right? We're equal.
I love you. I really love you. I really love those moments when we spend time here in Honduras. And when we get a coffee, that moment was super good.
Yeah, no, I really enjoy it, and I really appreciate everything you do and do at the school, and like every time you've helped us get around. And I don't think Honduras or Kimmy's Stand would be the same without you. Even though I do hope you become someone amazing and famous, I'm like selfishly want you to stay at the school so I can come back and visit you there.
I hope so. And I really want, I would like to go to the United States. In my country, it's very difficult. It's hard to get a visa. And
Do you want to tell people about that process? Because I feel like that's a lot of things Americans don't understand, like people in Honduras that are coming to America and that process. Do you feel comfortable talking about that?
So I really, I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure about the process.
He's like, I don't know about this.
Yes. But yes, I know that it's hard because I think many problems like the economy is one factor. Mm-hmm. And it's hard because many people went out from Honduras to the United States for working there. And you know, that's not a good idea for them, for your government, you know, I think. Because the people in Honduras leave Honduras for get a better life in the United States. So that was the one reason for that it's hard to get a visa here, just for visit the country, because they think about you going or you want to get to live there or move in the United States and get a work there and make your life there. And it's hard. Yeah. But I hope in God that I'm going to get my visa and I'm going to visit my, I think, my best friend, Hannah. And now Rachel too, because you live
here. Yes. She lives here, so you can visit Andrea. I have an extra bedroom, but you are welcome to stay.
Hannah, guess what I'm wearing?
I don't know, Rachel. Our t-shirt?
Yes, I think everyone should go buy one right now.
They can even receive 15% off by using our listener code Telling People found in our episode notes.
Order your t-shirt now by going to our website, www.whatidliketotellpeople.com.
And if they've already bought one of our shirts, they should go post a picture and hashtag What I'd Like to Tell People.
Stress. What would you like to tell people?
I want to tell you about sing, it's an art, you know, and when you sing like with your heart, your melodies sounds better, and I always try to sing with my heart. I always try to sing with, because I like to sing and it's my passion. So currently I sing in the church, and I love singing in the church because I sing to God, and I always try to sing for God only. And I wanted to sing a song, and this song is Amazing Grace. Okay, here I go. Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Chills. Oh. I absolutely love when you sing, and I know other people are gonna really enjoy it.
You have a gorgeous voice, like honestly.
Thank you so much.
I know that was the first song I ever heard you sing. You came to it was our first official night with everybody, and you came to the dinner and you sang it for all the teacher volunteers. It was really amazing.
Did you hear me just saying, like, I Have Nothing, I think, by Whitney Houston?
No, but if you want to sing it, we will not object.
Okay, just a piece of the song, because I like this song, too.
Okay, yeah, as long as it's not 30 seconds, I don't think we have to pay for the music.
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
I forgot about that part of it.
This is I Have Nothing by Whitney Houston. I'm going to try to sing this one because it's hard. Okay. share my life, take me for what I am, 'cause I never change all my colors for you. Take my love, I'll never ask for too much, 'cause all that you are and everything that you do, I don't really need to look very much further. I don't want to have to go where you don't follow. I will hide it back again. This passion inside can run from myself. There's nowhere to hide. Don't make me close one more door. I don't want to hurt anymore. Stand in my eye if you dare. Or must I imagine you there? Don't walk away from me. I have nothing, nothing, nothing. If I don't have you, you. All right.
Oh my gosh, you again! I don't understand. You're goosebumps.
Encore, encore,
encore.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming
this
on.
This has been a really enjoyable. I'm so glad you finally, you know, to let everybody know, we've been trying to get Estes on since like February.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get you on here, and you've been nervous. And see, was it as bad as you thought it was going to be?
Yes, I was nervous. You know, so I got nervous, or I don't know if I talked correct answer.
No, you were perfectly fine. No, we were saying okay. It wasn't as bad as you thought, right?
I was not sure about my answer.
Any answer you say is the correct one. It's your choice.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That was about me.
So I was nervous, but now I feel comfortable with you, and I really appreciate this moment. So thank you to Hannah and Rachel to invite me in this interview and this conversation. And I really feel grateful. And so I'm grateful. Yeah, thank you.
Hannah, what did you think about this episode?
Well, you know, he's one of my favorite people in Honduras, favorite person in the world. I just really enjoy talking to him. I, you know, talk to him throughout the year besides at school. I think that he is a true inspiration to the kids that go to Hibs, and I feel like he sells himself a little short, and I really hope that he's able to see how amazing he is, and I hope other people are able to see that as well, and he can, you know, because he's still super young, and I hope that he can grow up to be, you know, extremely amazing. And I'm so happy that we were able to share his story about, you know, being in the hospital, being told that he was going to sing in front of 1,000 people, and he did, and now he's on this show. I mean, what else does he have to live? No, that doesn't sound. So now he's on the show, and I was going to say, what else does he have to live for?
I know, and I was like about to be like.
Yeah, so I just really, you know, enjoyed talking to him, and I hope that other people enjoy talking to him, and we'll provide, you know, his Instagram handle, and then also I will include a link to the Art for Humanity that we talked about before, and that you can kind of help with the school that he teaches at and everything. That when Glenn was on, he talked about that, if you guys listened to his episode. If not, go back and listen to that episode. But Yeah, what did you think of this episode, Rachel?
I thought it was a really fun and unique episode, especially, you know, he's, well, as I said to you and him, goosebumps. Anytime he kept singing, it was always goosebumps. And I just think I agree, though, with you. He just has so much potential. He's going places. And I think his song and his attitude is going to get him far, along with working with children. That's going to help, especially with their confidence, because maybe he could teach them singing, et cetera. And just being able to work with such a wonderful program is great too. So I think he's just an all-around wonderful guy who needs to see his potential even more and more and more, because I think he's going places.
Yeah, so next week we are having one of my college friends, Chase Bowman, on. And I'm excited for people to listen to him and talk about his art. And he owned a art studio, and to kind of talk about that. We're actually getting ready to interview him, so I'm not sure what the episode's going to completely entail, but that will air next week. So we hope you guys tune in. We also want to mention the shooting that happened near Minneapolis in Minnesota. There was also a school shooting in Tennessee near Knoxville. And just if we've missed anything, because so much has happened this past week, but we just want to, you know, remind people about those causes. We do have links on our Instagram, and I'll make sure to also add links in this episode. And then I'll try to create a page on our website that can be a resource for people and where to go for certain things like this, and where to donate and things like that. And we're just sending our thoughts out to those victims.
Yep, we're thinking of you. And Hannah said all that I was thinking too. And just definitely look at those links and see maybe there's some way you can help virtually.
Tune in next week.
What I'd Like to Tell People is an independent podcast recorded and edited by us, Rachel and
Hannah. Our theme song is written and recorded by Sean Price.
Please like us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube.
Make sure to subscribe to our show so you can receive the latest episode. Also, rate and review our episodes so we can receive more listeners.
Go to our website, www.whatidliketotellpeople.com. Find the link and more information in the episode notes.
Until next week.
And this was What I'd Like to Tell People.